This is Supply Chain Innovators, the show that helps supply chain leaders get ahead of the curve and prepare the organizations for the rapid trends that lie ahead. I'm your host, Taylor Camarena. Let's jump in. Hello, today I'm speaking with Alex Gershenson, the CEO of SupplyShift. SupplyShift is an end-to-end supply chain data management, responsible sourcing, and supplier engagement platform. But in simple terms, they turn supply chain data into actionable business intelligence. Thank you so much, Alex, for hopping on.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. So before we dive in here, can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Sure. My background is I started my professional life as a climate scientist and a professor and a researcher, and then started doing environmental consulting and climate action planning, and then realized that a lot of our customers needed tools to engage with their suppliers around climate and other environmental topics, because more and more of our customers realized that most of their impact is in the supply chain. And in order to achieve any sort of ESG goals, they had to engage with their suppliers to drive improvement. And the only way to do that at scale is with software. So we started SupplyShift, and now it is probably the largest ESG data network and supplier engagement platform out there in the world.
Wow, incredible. Great story. So you found your passion, you ran with it, and now you're changing the lives of tons and tons of companies.
That's it in a nutshell.
Yeah, nice.
Trying to have the biggest impact we can and leverage some of the world's biggest supply chains to drive sustainability and social responsibility.
Awesome. So just to make this, you know, very simple for the listeners, first, I kind of wanted to go through what types of companies would benefit most from this, and maybe like an example or two. And then we can kind of get into the nitty gritty, because I saw on the website, you guys have a great demo. I've already gone through it. It's awesome. Very simple, which is great. And then we can kind of get into SupplyShift's future.
Sure. So typically work with companies that provide goods to consumers. So food, beverage, apparel, retail, devices. So things that you know, the retailers of the world and everything you can buy in a big retailer store. That's kind of the customer profile. And what we do is we help them do three things. We help them figure out who is in their supply chain. So where are the raw materials coming from? Where's the packaging coming from? Things like that. Figure out what their suppliers are doing with respect to issues that are material to their industry. So if it's electronics, then it's greenhouse gases and conflict mineral assessment. If it's apparel, then it's about cotton and modern slavery. If it's a packaged good, then where the packaging is coming from, is it recycled? Is it coming from, you know, illegal deforestation of virgin forests? So for different companies, the things that matter are different, but, you know, there are some common things. So scope 3 greenhouse gas emissions, lots of companies have net zero commitments. And in order to do that, you need to engage with your suppliers because that's where most of your emissions are. So modern slavery. And of course, compliance with national and international rules and regulations.
How about the size of the companies? Is there a specific one you...
Typically, we work with larger companies. Most of our companies are kind of like 500 million and up size. Many of them are in the billions. So call it the global 1,000 level companies.
Okay, great. Secondly, I'd love to get into the nitty gritty. So for the customers to kind of set up the software and go through that, what does that look like?
So the really cool thing is that SupplyShift is a network. So there's no setup of the software because you are basically getting an account on a multi-node network that enables you to interact with your suppliers. So setup is pretty simple. You get an account and you load in your suppliers, and then you can engage with them. And if they're already on SupplyShift, then they can just choose to share information with you if they've already loaded it in, or they can provide additional information so that you can start that conversation and drive to improve.
So do you think that total supply transparency is going to keep growing in the future?
I think there's no other option. I think within the next couple of years, analysts are projecting that close to 90% of all companies will have not just a responsible sourcing program, but software and platforms like SupplyShift to drive that. And, you know, with the international markets, with the regulations, with the shareholder pressure, with the employee pressure for companies to be more responsible, with the consumer pressure for companies to be more responsible, you know, companies that make consumer goods are not going to be able to ignore, and most of them are not. I mean, we're already seeing it, right? Most recognize that not only is it a thing that you have to do, but, you know, our recent survey showed that 83% of leaders in consumer companies see the focus on ESG as an investment with an immediate return rather than a cost, because they can see that, you know, focusing on responsibility gives you a hedge against disruption.
How do we know if, you know, let's say suppliers on the other end, they put in this information, can we validate that?
So this is where the supplier engagement piece comes in, right? So unlike other kinds of compliance where you're either, you know, green check mark or red mark, right? The reality is that this field is very new and the suppliers end up on a spectrum of responsibility and sustainability. Some are in the very beginning of the journey, some are more advanced, but there's always room for improvement. And so when suppliers provide information, this is not the end, but rather the beginning of that journey of collaboration, because what buyers are able to do on SupplyShift is engage with suppliers, provide them feedback, provide them with business information, business intelligence analytics, as well as invite third-party auditors onto the platform to verify information. There's risk flagging. There are a lot of tools to ensure that the information is clean and valid and real.
Gotcha. That's how that works. I know I talked to somebody who's doing blockchain for supply chain. This is kind of similar, right? Because you can kind of trace back and see where that's going.
So the big difference is in a blockchain solution, kind of by necessity, it has to be organized and started by where the product or raw material starts. So that means that the origin producer needs to know that they need to start that ledger. On SupplyShift, the data request is initiated by the end buyer. So the retailer, the brand, the manufacturer. And so what that does is it flips the model. And I think there is room for blockchain type solutions for identity management, but I don't see any time in the near future that blockchain solutions will help with traceability, because you have to let people at the very beginning of the chain know that they need to do this. In order to do that, you need to know who they are. And one of the biggest challenges in supply chains today is that there is very little visibility for chief procurement officers of major companies as to where the products are ultimately coming from, where the raw materials are coming
from. Gotcha. So I know you mentioned you guys are, if not the biggest, right, company that is doing this. Are there any other types of competitors out there that have something similar?
There are companies that are offering solutions to the same problems, but they are approaching it from a very different perspective and with very different tools. So I'd say a big company in the space is EcoVadis, and they have a very different approach. They're essentially a rating agency, and so they're a tech-enabled service where a buyer will ask them to rate their suppliers and they will provide the buyer the ratings. And then the buyer has the ratings of their suppliers through a third party, right? So they short circuit that third party verification to do it upfront. But it is a very different model in that there isn't, you know, direct engagement between buyers and suppliers, and there isn't that multi-tier traceability discovery. And you don't have the kind of continuous improvement conversation and deepening engagement with suppliers.
Gotcha. So that makes the difference between you guys and them.
Just a totally different approach to helping customers get a handle on what's going on in their supply chain.
What about the future? Just SupplyShift, I know you guys just raised some money. Is there anything happen in the new future?
Lots of things are happening. Lots of exciting things are happening. Salesforce just created a new tool called the Net Zero Cloud, and we are the Scope 3 data provider for the Net Zero Cloud. Integration was just announced at Dreamforce.
Congrats.
Thank you. We're doing lots of really interesting things with more standard assessments. We're doing lots of really interesting things with engaging companies that are just in the very beginning of their journey. So we started with kind of pioneers of sustainability, mm-hmm. and doing very, very much in-depth work. And now we're starting to see more and more companies in the beginning of the journey, and we're really stoked to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Really happy to work with companies that recognize the need for responsible sourcing solutions, but aren't even sure where they should focus. And we're happy to provide them with pathways of what are the things that are really priority for their industry. And then they can engage with their suppliers and start the journey.
Awesome. So it sounds like you guys are doing more strategy as well now, whereas maybe before you were just doing the network.
Well, it's all a part of the software.
Mm-hmm.
So the software will help you assess where you are and then engage your suppliers at your level. And then you can deepen the engagement and deepen the engagement and deepen the engagement within the software with your suppliers.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Great. Well, sadly, our time's coming to an end.
I'm really excited that there's increasing interest in responsible sourcing. And one of the things that I'm seeing is that procurement organizations as a whole are now becoming sustainability organizations, because procurement professionals are now looking at their supplier relationships, not just in a kind of traditional procurement metrics, but also environmental and social metrics. And we're really happy to engage with folks who are in that beginning stage of the journey, because we've now seen what it looks like in many, many different industries, and very excited to help folks at different stages of the journey.
Well, if people want to follow SupplyShip's journey and keep up with you, where should they go?
SupplyShip.net.
Awesome. And there's a great demo there. I did it. It was awesome. Very easy to work through.
And there's a very simple form to connect with us to learn more, and happy to help.
Awesome. Well, Alex, it's been so great talking to you, and I wish you and SupplyShip all the best.
Thank you.
Talk soon.